Mouse in the Snow. It was winter, and snow covered everything in a thick white blanket. An owl with huge outspread wings flew over the white woods, the white fields, and over the white roofs of houses. In his claws, he held a trembling, small brown mouse. Mouse, who was feeling very cold as well as very frightened, gave a sudden sneeze. Choo! Owl, startled by the noise, dropped Mouse, who fell down, 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 until he found himself clinging to a net of bird nuts, which hung in a holly tree.
"What a lucky escape!" squeaked the surprised Mouse. "And what a lot of nuts for one single branch of one tree!"
He clung on for all he was worth.
"Well, I've never eaten supper up in the air before, but I'll try anything once."
And he nibbled a hole in the net, pulled out a peanut with his front teeth, and crunched it. A sleek black cat was sitting outside the pointed window of a small house. The window was lit from inside, so only her outline could be seen. When she saw Mouse on the nut bag, she gave a yawn of pleasure and flexed her long, sharp claws. "You will soon get tired of hanging up there," she said. "And when you fall to the ground, we will play a little game together." Her round yellow eyes shone in the darkness. Owl, who had flown to a nearby tree, blinked his round yellow eyes and said nothing. The small brown mouse had only eaten three nuts when his feet began to get very tired from clinging to the bag. He couldn't run along the branch because of the prickly holly leaves. Holding his breath, he loosened his hold on the nut bag and fell to the road below. Cat, quick as a flash, leapt towards him, but Mouse darted onto a heap of snow and started burrowing into it. Cat blinked and hesitated as the flurry of snow settled in cold diamonds on her whiskers. In seconds, Mouse was out of sight, and Cat went back to her windowsill, making angry, growling noises in her throat. In his tunnel under the snow, the small mouse felt safe from Cat, and safe from Owl, and very cozy.
"Who would have thought," he squeaked to himself, "that one could be so warm and comfortable inside a heap of snow? I'm learning a lot today."
Up above, in the cold night air, Cat was calling to Owl.
"A cat is the cleverest animal in the world," she boasted. "I will soon tempt this silly little mouse from his tunnel. When he climbs out of it, I will pounce on him and we will play a little game together. Then, when I get tired of that, I will gobble him up."
Owl in the tree said nothing, but he thought to himself, "Cat thinks she is so clever, but I am a wise old owl. I caught Mouse in the first place. When he climbs out of the snow, I will pounce on him before Cat does. I will fly with him to my hole in the oak tree, and then I will gobble him up." Cat went to the mouth of the tunnel that Mouse had made in the snow and whispered,
"Are you there, Mouse? Can you hear me? If you climb out of your tunnel, crawl under the gate and run down the steps, you will find yourself in a garden. On the low wall in the daytime, birds are fed. Grain and nuts are put on the wall, and sometimes cheese. Today the cheese fell into the garden below. There is a big lump of it lying there, half hidden by the snow. A big lump of rich, tasty cheese, Mouse. Just think of it. But perhaps you are not very hungry."
Mouse, who had only eaten 2 berries and 3 nuts that evening, was feeling so hungry that his tummy rumbled. But he also knew that outside the tunnel was Owl, with his round yellow eyes and sharp beak, and Cat, with her round yellow eyes and sharp claws, both waiting to pounce on him and gobble him up. He thought of the lump of rich, tasty cheese, and sighed a little, but said to himself, "Something will turn up. It usually does." At that moment, there was a sound of shouting in the distance. Owl swiveled his head round like a corkscrew. When he saw 2 boys running up the hill, he gave a loud cry of, "Do-it-do-oo!" and flew off into the forest. The boys stopped by the gate of the house, and one picked up a large handful of snow. When Cat saw this, she gave an angry meow and hurried back to her windowsill. The boy made a large snowball and threw it over the wall.
"I can throw further than that," cried the other boy.
He too picked up a large handful of snow. Inside the snow was Mouse, although the boy did not know it. Mouse felt the snow being packed all round him until he could hardly breathe. Then he felt himself hurtling through the air at great speed, and with a thud which shook him from tail to whiskers, the snowball landed. The boys went laughing up the hill. The snowball, which had fallen on the far side of the low garden wall, broke open. Mouse struggled out, feeling rather dazed. He made sure he was the right way up, shook the snow from his whiskers, and sniffed the air. And there beside him, half hidden by the snow, was the large lump of tasty cheese.
"Well," squeaked Mouse to himself, "I have seen the world today and no mistake. I have seen white woods, white fields, and the white roofs of houses. I've eaten nuts in the air and made a tunnel under the snow. I have travelled far by owl and snowball, and soon it'll be time to find a hole in the wall and go to sleep. But first, I will have a really good supper."
He picked up the large piece of cheese in his front paws, and under the round yellow eye of the moon, he gobbled it up.